At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Okay, I am an Inside Out kind of girly. Not the movie that ironically just came out, but when I mean Inside Out, I mean working on yourself on the outside. You always have to work on yourself on the inside. Or if you want something to happen on the outside, you have to focus on the inside. So this episode is more of a summer glow up tip episode from the inside out. So we're going to be talking about different things all across the board today, which is really fun. So nutrition, different practices that you can implement into your life, wellness in general, fun stuff, reminders, little mantras, affirmations, just a whole bunch of good stuff. How you view others is affected by how you view yourself. How you succeed in life is basically determined on how you take care of yourself. There's lots of things that are correlated. So I'm going to take you through a little bit of, I guess, a day in the life kind of routine. We're going to talk about different things that you can do in the morning, different things that you can do throughout your day, and different things that you can do in your evening to help you glow up and just feel nice, you know? Not everything is always about getting better and changing and developing. I just want you to feel good. So that's what my purpose of this episode is. My goal is to share different tips, different practices, nutrition, all the good stuff that can basically help you set yourself up for not just success, but just general happiness this summer. So welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. This is the show that explores all the ways that you can add more happiness into your life, mind, body, and soul holistically. We talk about fitness, nutrition, wellness, girl talk, yoga, astrology, all of it. You can learn new habits, we have healthy reminders, recipes, and more. We basically just talk about all the things that are actually going to change your life. So I'm your host, Amanda McCormack. I am a registered yoga teacher, a certified personal trainer, certified nutrition coach, and a women's coaching specialist, content creator, and photographer. But I wear many hats. I'm just exploring what makes me happy, and I want to open you up to that too. So if you're new here, welcome. Join us each week for new topics, meditations, guest interviews, so that you can start living your best life. I want to start this episode off by talking about four things that I do in the morning that truly make me feel like unstoppable. Like I feel like I took like Compound V or something. Like literally just I wake up and this can put me into a good mood, or it just carries on a good mood. If I wake up and I just like feel like I had a nice sleep and I want to carry on that energy throughout the day or vice versa, these are some things that add energy to me physically, but also mentally and like in my soul. I find, and it's not just me who finds this, this is a common thing that you hear across the board, that when you start your morning off on the right foot, it does carry over into the day. It's like a ripple effect, because it's just like when you let something bad ruin your day, like if something happens when you're in traffic, something small, and it puts you in a bad mood, you can carry that with you easily throughout the day. You can also get in there and like stop it, but sometimes just a feeling kind of goes on and has momentum. And I feel like in the morning, if you start your day off literally on the right foot, like you can choose to do this. It's not just like if you didn't have a good sleep or if you're waking up in a mood, you can choose to do a few different things that can help you set your day up for success. It's also the same situation where your mind is waking up from sleep and it's very susceptible to new ideas. Your subconscious is active in the morning, like when you're transitioning into wakefulness from rest. So it's a good time. That's why people always say to like meditate or do affirmations, because we have the brain waves that are in our subconscious mind, which are the brain waves that when you're a kid, you basically have a lot of like, you operate almost in theta brain waves. And what that means is that you're just like a sponge. You're just taking in everything around you, which is why we have all these ideas from our youth, like these quote unquote rules that we set for ourselves when we were younger, because when we're learning things for the first time, we make these like rules in our mind and then it stays with us for like a really long time. When you wake up in the morning, you kind of go into the same type of brain waves, or you're coming out of them, that is very susceptible to everything, you know? So that's why filling your morning up with positive things, whether it be an affirmation practice, meditations, listening to music that lights you up, whatever it is for you, is really beneficial and can actually have an impact on your day. So the expression, win the morning, win the day, is is real. And I know in the last episode I talked a little bit about starting your morning either with like exercise or whatever, but these are four things that are pretty easy to do. One of them is literally you can just say it in your mind kind of thing. So we're going to go into my practices here. My number one thing, and you can't hate me for this because it's nothing hard, okay? It's nothing that you don't want to do. I know meditation can be a practice where you're like, oh, I have to like put time into it. I'm not telling you to meditate once in this episode. Well, I guess like technically on the bullet points that I have, but my favorite thing to do to set yourself up for a good day is to dance. Literally, don't turn off the episode. I promise I'm not this corny. It's a really good practice to have to get your body moving into an energetic state. There was a quote one time, I don't know who said it, but it was a guy, that's all I remember. And he basically said, if you're sad, or not sad, he was like basically a down in the dumps emotion, I think is what he said. But if you're feeling like in a rut, if you're not feeling great, ask yourself, when was the last time you danced? Now, I'm not saying I'm a great dancer or anything like that. I actually don't know how to dance. You don't need to know how to dance. But moving your body, like playing music and just letting your body move, it can be weird. It can be like shaking your head a little bit or whatever while you're brushing your teeth. It actually elevates your emotion, and I swear it puts me in such a good mood. I discovered ecstatic dancing last year, and it truly did change my life because it taught me so many things, and then I slowly started to implement it on my own, and I've seen so many changes in my life from letting myself dance. Because I felt like for a really long time, I can remember back when I was 12, I wouldn't let myself dance at like school dances or anything like that in life. I wouldn't let myself express that part of me, and I was really afraid of judgment and other people, and I couldn't even get my body to move. Like, I would just like stand there. So I have like a lot of like trauma with like a small t with that, you know, like I never was able to like move my body, and I felt like for a long time I couldn't be myself when it came to that, or I felt like embarrassed or whatever, I don't even know, honestly. And then I felt like when I got older, when I got into like college, I would drink alcohol and that would help me lower my inhibitions, and then I'd be able to dance. But I could only dance when I was like drunk or out or whatever, and still at that point I think I was trying to impress people, like I was trying to look cool when I was dancing, which no one needs to show me receipts, but I know I did not look cool. But like, I was like, my drunk dancing was crazy, was not good. But I'm saying, I just like for a long time I never let myself just move my body in an expressive way, not caring about what anybody thinks, but just literally moving, almost like how like a little kid dances. Like, you ever see babies dance? Babies have no moves, they do the same three things, but it's like, it's natural, it just like comes from them, and it's just like a sense of movement that goes with the beat. And that's what like ecstatic dancing is. And I'm not saying you have to go out and find, because it is hard to find ecstatic dances, but there's communities that like hold them. But I remember like my first few ecstatic dances, like I felt really weird and uncomfortable maybe the first few moments, and I felt that part of me coming over where it was like I was caring a little bit about what people think or how I look or if I, whatever, and then I realized nobody really cared. But that's another lesson. We can talk a lot about ecstatic dance in general, but what I took from it was I feel so invigorated when I'm dancing and like moving my body. And that's why I think we feel good when we like go out and dance, you know? So waking up in the morning and playing the songs that you like and moving your body to them, I'll put on like a static dance music playlist and I'll like move my body to them. But sometimes I'll also just put on like Maggie Rogers or somebody and just get up and dance like while I'm getting dressed. And it really elevates your mood. It also goes back to what I was saying in the last episode. When you move your body, you kind of get endorphins going. You get a little bit of a dopamine hit. You can easily do that without like going full-blown exercise. Just moving your body and dancing in the morning when you're getting ready. I really do find it super impactful. And I put it on this list like pretty much number one, because when I wake up, and even if I'm not feeling great or I'm in my head and I start making myself dance a little bit around my room, I just shift. Like, everything kind of moves through you physically when you're moving your body. And do you really hate that I'm telling you an idea to succeed and feel good in life is just to dance in your room a little bit in the morning? Don't hate me for it, because it really does make a difference, I swear. So if you take one thing from today's episode, it's to add a little boogie into your morning, okay? Now the next thing to do, well, we're going to dive a little bit back into our higher self. I've actually mentioned a similar technique on a past episode, but it's waking up and literally sitting there and visualizing just your day-to-day, but in the point of view of your higher self. So, you know the what would Jesus do thing? It's what would my higher self do today? And your higher self is basically a version of yourself that's doing things that you want to be doing, you know, who has, let's say you can visual, you can use your higher self as the version of you that doesn't have like earthly traumas, earthly possessions, those types of things, where it's like, this is the most elite version of yourself, the version of yourself that's not afraid to do things, the version of yourself that goes after what they want, the version of yourself that, like, whatever it is for you that you're working on, that's calm, that doesn't react angrily, that, like, pauses, and, you know, that can be your higher self. It doesn't have to be like some weird image, like a floating person, and it doesn't have to be a super successful person, but it can be. So I like to envision it as it's me in the career I want, me with the financial abundance that I want, me with the qualities that I want, and communication skills. You can do it with like relationship stuff, whatever. So to get what that person has, what that version of you has, what you want to do is kind of walk yourself through a day of what that person has. Because instead of sitting there and being like, oh, I wish I was this or wish I was that, visualizing the best or highest version of yourself, or whatever you want to call it, you can just take yourself, what would they have done to get to those steps? So for example, if let's say the highest version of myself, I'm talking financial stuff, is somebody that has like X amount saved up or is working on these endeavors, what are some hobbies or habits that that person would have? Not like, oh, okay, well, now I have to go out and like sell all my stuff, or I have to go get this job. Not jumping to that type of work, but jumping into like, well, the person that runs a business and has this saved up, she probably does her morning meditations, or she probably has, you know, she wakes up early enough in the morning to actually make time to get things done, or she makes sure she gets her 8 hours of sleep so that she's refreshed for each day and can handle the tasks that she has to do. So those are the types of things you want to kind of decode and break down. So in the morning, asking yourself, if my higher self was going through today, knowing like what you have to do during that day, you can take yourself through a quick visualization or think about it while you're brushing your teeth or whatever, and just like tell yourself like, okay, well, the highest version of myself, if that person is, you know, she has good health, like she feels good in her body, she feels good in her soul, she gets her steps in probably, it can help motivate you to do things during your day that are going to help you get to that X outcome or that feeling you're trying to reach, or, you know, whatever. So you can apply it to yourself, but literally waking up and asking yourself, what would my higher self do in general, or what would my higher self do just today? If you want to break it down, I usually just like doing what would they do today, because it's so much simpler than being like, oh, okay, I have to have this master plan. It's a great tool. It honestly does really set your day up for success, because as you go throughout your day, you will remember setting it. Even if it's like 30 seconds that you do in the morning, you truly will remember it, because you're visualizing it, and there's a little thing with visualization that it like stays in your subconscious. So during your day, if you're going throughout your day and you're realizing you're like overreacting to something, or not overreacting, but more like you're getting yourself worked up over something, you can go back to like, would my higher self like do that? Like, she wouldn't get that worked up, because she trusts. She's somebody that trusts in the universe, you know? Trusting in the universe is having the need, not the need to control anything, but you're okay with what you have now because you know things are coming in the future, but you're okay where you are now, and you're setting that vibration so things will come to you in the future. And your higher self is the type of person that can trust, you know? So she's okay with the things that are not working out now, if the rejections are coming, or if you're getting frustrated with overwhelm or whatever. Your higher self would take a step back, breathe, or she would do whatever she would do, or he, whatever. That's an example of what your higher self would do today, or how you can use that during your day to guide you. But just during the day in the morning, sometimes it hypes me up. I'll go through my to-do list, and then I'll go through like, what would my higher self do? And I'm like, well, to be honest, if I sit here and I say my higher self is somebody that, let's use the podcast, is a successful, not even successful, but just like a consistent podcast person, then maybe I should put some time in during this week or today into writing my podcast episodes, into looking into sponsorships, into, you know, just like the areas of your life. If my, like I use the gym example, like she would do something active today, even if she's feeling down, maybe just a walk, but that's what my higher self would do. And it kind of helps to keep you on track with what you want and align you with what you want in the future, or who you want to be at your core essence. moving into some nutrition for my next two things, because we're on the topic of the morning, like what I like to do in the morning to set myself up. I hype myself up. I'll dance when I'm brushing my teeth. I'll dance in my room when I'm getting ready, or I'll sing. Also, the equivalent would be like singing in the car, because I do find that helps too. But moving my body, I'm visualizing my day going as my higher self. Now we're moving into the kitchen. There's two things I want to discuss. They kind of coincide with each other. But the first thing I like to do that I feel does set me up for success is prioritizing protein before your caffeine. When you, just in general, you should have something in your stomach before caffeine, but trying to prioritize protein in the morning is so great on so many different levels, because one, it does keep you satiated. Two, your body needs it. It's great for your hormones. And three, a lot of people I know, they do consume coffee on an empty stomach or whatever your choice of caffeine is, but your body just like, it will be in a better state. I promise you, just try it out. Protein in the morning, and it can be a small amount of protein. You can eat a cheese stick, you can have a yogurt, you can find a meat source, you can use anything. Eggs do have protein in it. Anything that you can have, peanut butter on toast, anything before caffeine is super duper helpful. And if you're not somebody who can stomach something, this is actually my second tip for the morning, but we're gonna kind of mush it into this one. I love drinking bone broth in the morning. Drinking bone broth on an empty stomach, it does help with your digestion. It brings collagen in. I do it because it's a natural source of collagen. It's not just like a collagen powder. And I find it does help with my skin. It's helped with my digestion and my gut health and all of that. So I, number one, there's a brand that's not sponsored. I genuinely enjoy this brand called Bare Bones. And they sell powdered packets of bone broth. There's four packets in it. It's sold for like $8. So but most bone broth is sold for like $6 to $12, depending on the size of it. You can also just make your own bone broth. But those taste really good because they have a chicken flavored one, they have a ramen flavored one, and then they have a lemon and ginger flavored one. And I find that they actually are really enjoyable to sip on. But if you're making bone broth in general, you can use your own seasonings in your kitchen to make it taste good and kind of like mute the taste. I think I might have mentioned this before, but just the basics like onion, garlic powder, salt, pepper, you can put that in bone broth and it will taste a lot better. You can put in a little bit of like literally ramen flavoring if you wanted like a miso flavoring, an umami powder. Like Trader Joe's has a lot of different like powders that you can like put in to bone broth to make it taste good. I like the McDonald's curry, like the Irish curry. I'll like put like a little bit of that in it and it tastes so good. It tastes like curry, which I love. So you can make it taste really good. But bone broth in the morning, it really like satiates me, because sometimes I wake up and I want to, you know, I'm doing my meditation or I'm doing whatever and I just want to like finish my hobbies, and sometimes I'll go right into the kitchen and cook, and then it kind of takes me out of that place where I'm like, oh, I didn't do my journaling, I didn't do this and this, but I already ate, and now the morning's kind of like moving and I jump into all my tasks without finishing my morning routine. Because a lot of times I wake up hungry, I just want to eat. I don't want to sit there and do a 20-minute meditation and my journaling and blah 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 blah, and then I'm starving. So yeah, it's a cycle sometimes. So what I've been doing is I'll make bone broth, and I'll wake up, I'll make bone broth, I'll heat up water, put the packet in with the water and mix it up, or I'll just like heat up bone broth in the microwave for a few moments, and I'll go into my journaling or whatever your hobby is, because sometimes my morning habits will change. So sometimes it'll be journaling, sometimes I'll be trying to read a few pages of a book, sometimes I will jump right into work after a meditation. But having the bone broth to sip on while I'm doing stuff is a way that I can get protein into my system. And then if you want caffeine, you can have it. But I do like it for an easy source of protein in the morning. And I really recommend it. Try it out. Sometimes I just feel good. My skin actually reflects it a lot of the time. And yeah, caffeine makes me anxious, especially on an empty stomach. It's just not good for you. You'll get crashes. There's a lot of things. And I know it's in our system sometimes, but try to bone broth, because it's also like a warm liquid that feels kind of like coffee. Definitely recommend. Now, during your day, I have five different tips. These are more mental mindset things to come back on. And then I have a nutrition tip and a little something else. But moving right into it, I want to just talk about things that we can check back in on during the day that, like, you know, we set ourselves up in the morning and then life happens during the day. And these are some of my favorite tips that you can just kind of fall back on if you need to. The first thing is your power is in the present moment. You know, a lot of the times when we're reflecting on things in the past or things in the future, the only thing we really can take action on is the present moment. And no, we can't control it per se, but we can move forward from only the moment we're in, and your power is in that. So finding ways to ground yourself throughout your day is very important, I think, or just coming back to that thought that your power is in the present moment. The only time you ever have power is now. You don't in the past. The past is the past, and the future doesn't exist. So if we ever get caught in our head or whatever you're going through, I just think it's a nice thing to anchor yourself back to reality and anchor yourself back to, okay, well, what can I do now? You know, because a lot of the times we'll get lost in thoughts, and I feel like it's a really good phrase to help bring you back. And maybe you can take it with you this summer. I just think it's a good tip for whatever you're going through. And adding on to that, a way to kind of help with the present moment thinking is the same methodology that like meditation is based off of, but viewing your emotions, like stepping back and viewing them as a third person or the observer. And this phrase, our emotions are just like visitors, that is, I don't know who said it, but it's like a Buddhist quote. But viewing your emotion as visitors is something I really like, because everything is temporary, and remembering that everything is temporary and that like every second that passes is the present, without getting a little too existential, but just knowing that like things will pass, like the emotions will pass, and your emotions are just visitors and you're not your emotions. So if you're feeling like, oh, I'm so angry, or I'm this, and you're associating and labeling, the labeling is actually what really does kind of bring us not down, but makes us angry, it makes us frustrated a lot of times, is when we label things, when we give ourselves, I am this, I am that, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. Stepping back and viewing things as a third person and just viewing your emotions as a visitor, just something that's coming by temporarily, like you're not that emotion. That emotion is just passing by, it's visiting in this moment, and it's part of what makes the human experience beautiful. And I know like you don't want to hear that when you're in that emotion, but we come here to experience the entire spectrum of these human emotions, and they're just passing by, and it will pass by. So remembering that things are temporary, and the practice of meditation does help you realize this. When you're in a meditation state and you're noticing your body and thoughts come up, and then you're like, okay, and you can find out that you don't have to follow those thoughts. You can just let those thoughts pass and you can come back to your anchor. It's a really good practice to solidify this. If this advice seems like you're like, wow, I really like that quote, like our emotions are just visitors, but you want more practice with it, just starting mindfulness meditations or any sort of mindfulness exercise in your routines day to day will help build on that. And yeah, I just wanted to mention it because I think those are two great things that no matter what you're going through this summer, or what you're working with, or what your goals are, or who you are, those are awesome things that can bring you back to this moment and remind you what's actually real. I'm thinking of doing the next, maybe not the next episodes, but coming up this month, episodes on judgment and episodes on kind of the fear of being seen or overcoming that per se. But this next tip is working a little bit on judgment, because a lot of these things, a lot of judgments, a lot of fears, a lot of just being afraid, everything comes from fear. If you break things down, this is like a good mindset technique as well. There's only love and there's only fear. And again, love is just the universal energy, like the good, kind of like good and bad, whatever. But when you're separated from love, like when you're out of alignment, you can phrase it in so many different ways. When you're stepped back, or you're noticing yourself kind of again going into the future thinking or the past thinking or whatever that is, you're judging somebody or you're judging yourself, because a lot of times we judge ourselves, we label our thoughts, we label who we are, what we're feeling, what we're not, what we're far away from, who we can't be, all of that. That's a form of judgment, but it's just a form of fear. And fear comes from being separated from love. And again, love is just being aligned, being with that universal energy, being connected to yourself, being connected to source, whatever you want to say. And working on practices to quote unquote bring you back into alignment, or just feeling like your better self, are what's going to help you with that. But judgment, it's usually a projection of something. And it's good to remember this for when you find yourself judging yourself, other situations, or if you find yourself on the other side of judgment and you find people maybe judging you, or in your head you think they're judging you and you have a little bit of like a feeling with that. Again, it's a separation from love. It comes from trying to protect yourself. A lot of the things in life, a lot of these emotions and things that we have in life, are just us trying to protect ourselves in the best way we know we can. And like everything really does stem back to childhood, or not even childhood, but just like when you're developing and growing, and these things could happen to you in your 20s or whatever. But remember I was telling you a little earlier about our brains being in that like sponge mode, the theta waves, where we absorb everything around us and we take it in. When our brains take these things in, it makes these rules. Like it makes neural pathways and stuff, but I like to call them rules, where it makes these rules and it's like, this is how life is. And if you do X because of your experience that you had, then this is not safe and we have to protect ourselves and we don't want any more of those experiences. So for example, if you felt judged as a kid, or if somebody yelled at you or spoke up to you, or you felt like you expressed yourself and you were rejected in some way, your body like holds on to that and is like, ooh, that's not a good feeling. And then you just try everything you can to not feel that. So a lot of times judgment is us trying to protect ourselves. So when we see somebody doing something that either we want to do or we don't want to do, because sometimes you'll find judgment coming up for something that you literally have no interest in, it's a way to kind of give ourselves like a hit of like self-righteousness. So sometimes we'll judge when we want to feel better. So seeing something can almost like trigger you in a really small way, and then your body wants to feel better, your soul wants to feel better, not soul, but like your ego wants to feel better, and you'll judge because it gives you a quick hit of like, okay, I'm not doing that. But you wouldn't judge anybody if you didn't have a little bit of fear. And all of us, we're always going to judge. I don't think you can work through it, but the judgments will come up. But that's when you step back and you go, remember, like you're observing the things that are coming up in your body all the time. And you're like, okay, that's not me. That's just an emotion passing by. Like I don't have to really engage with that. And usually again, when it comes by, it's your body trying to protect you. But and the same, like I like wanted to mention that because sometimes I find over the summer we can go through different experiences, or maybe we're trying to express ourselves or whatever it is, and we feel judged. And we can just remember that whenever people are judging you, one, don't take things personally, because that's the four agreements we can talk about. But that these people are humans and they're just having a moment where they're separated from love and they have some sort of fear being projected outward. That's what it is. They're trying to protect themselves. They went through something, and whatever is happening, they're projecting themselves. So if you hear judgments being passed around at any time, or if you find yourself, you can just remember it's literally just like your ego trying to protect yourself for some reason. And I think that's helpful. I think all three of the things that I mentioned just kind of really do bring you back into the present and remind yourself that all these emotions, all these feelings, all these things that other people may be putting onto you, or you may be feeling like you're going to put out onto other people, or you're tired of like judgment, it's all human. It's all stuff like that's coming up and that we can work through, and that it doesn't really define us, which is the beauty in it. And that no matter what is coming up at any time, when we align with love, or whatever the word you want to use, because love can be like the universe, source, God, whatever you want to say, your higher self, when we align with that, when we work on ways to like better ourselves, work on ways to just feel good, aiming to feel good in general shows you that you're working towards that alignment. That's when things are going to start to fall in place. So that's all you have to really worry about. We can go into judgment in another episode, because I felt myself like going on a wee bit of a tangent, and I want to go into it more, like break it down. And I also want to go into like embarrassment and fear of being seen a little bit more too. So let me know if you like those topics. Regardless, I probably will put up an episode, because those are things that I've been like journaling about recently, and usually what's in my journal ends up coming up on to the podcast within like the month. Like most of my topics are things that like I dwell on, and like I ask around a bit, like people on Instagram, I'm like, what you guys feeling? And then I kind of pull both of those together. But I think those are my three tips I had about mindset. And the next one I have, this one is so interesting, and it's actually helped me out. So in the summer, I know we can get hot, we can get sweaty. I get so sweaty when I get anxious. Like if I get like embarrassed real quick or whatever it is, my body will like overheat instantly, and I'll feel my hairline getting like hot. Or girl, I'd be sweating through my shirt sometimes at like work and things, and I'm like, I can't deal with this. So it turns out a lot of the times we just get overstimulated, and when that happens, it's because of your vagus nerve, and your vagus nerve can actually be cooled down if you place something cold on your chest. And I've been using this hack so often whenever I feel like I'm getting overheated in my body. You can just take, like, if you have like a cold water bottle, just press it against your chest while you walk, or anything, you know, you can put an ice pack on it if you're feeling like that in your house. But if you're feeling overheated, whether it's from heat or just like general anxiety or whatever, I've literally been putting cold stuff on my chest, and it's been helping so much. I know that when I used to work, because for a little bit in my job, I did like farming work, and my friend told me that if you put peppermint oil on the back of your neck, the back of your neck is also an area that temperature is affected by in the body, that peppermint oil has these cooling properties that you can put on the back of your neck. So you can buy like an essential oil and just dab a few dabs on the back there. And apparently, I've never tried it this way, but it also works in reverse, where if you're feeling cold, it can help warm you up. Haven't tried that, so can't personally tell you, but it does work. I used to literally go out there and do like manual labor and would put peppermint oil on the back of my neck, and it would be so nice. So that is a good hack if you find yourself getting really overheated in the summer. But also the vagus nerve technique, where you just put something cold on your chest and hold it there for a few moments. You can keep it on as long as you like, but it's easy to do if you walk around with like a cold water bottle, like just press that there. If you get like a coffee, press it on your chest. It really helps cool you down. So that's a life-saving hack. I don't remember if I mentioned it or not. The last thing I just want to mention is to stay hydrated, to do it with electrolytes. You can do it with electrolytes. You can do it with salt, like Celtic sea salts. You can put that in your water. I love Element. It's not sponsored. I just generally love Element, like L-M-N-T. And it's an electrolyte brand, but it's like a salty electrolyte blend. I love it. It's my favorite thing. It's the only like supplement that I actually like invest heavily in, because I buy it in bulk and I'll like put down a few bucks to get it, because I thoroughly feel so much better when I drink it. It's easy to drink. It tastes so good too. I usually like to drink water in my like Stanley cups and stuff, but like that's the only thing I will put in my water, because it is so good. It really does help. It gives me like head clarity. Sometimes I feel like during the day, if I'm working and I'm in like a light, bright lights, and I wear like my blue light glasses, sometimes I can get headaches, but they really help with that. They also just help me feeling a lot more energized in between meals and things like that too. Love Element. Just shout out to them. But besides that, just in general, electrolytes during the day in the summer, we're sweating, we're hot. Stay hydrated, ladies and gents and theys and he's and she's. Moving into my tips for like the evening, another beauty technique, like one of my favorite things to do in the summer, glycolic acid is going to be your best friend. I didn't know where to put this, but I figured in the evening, because it's like the end of the day. Glycolic acid, y'all. You can get it from The Ordinary. They sell it for like 10 bucks. You can get it in a lot of different places. And it is one of my favorite beauty techniques ever. So it's basically a liquid exfoliant, but it's a very gentle exfoliant. So if you have sensitive skin, like as usual, patch test it out. I don't want to be the person to tell you to use it, but I'm just saying that I find that I have sensitive skin and it's not a harsh exfoliant, but you can use it in so many different ways. So we were talking about sweat and being overheated, so I'm just going to go into that first. I use it on my armpits, and I'll use it after I shower. I'll also use it periodically during the day if I need to, but basically it, since it is an exfoliant, it helps kind of clean your pores and it stops like odor in general. So I do wear deodorant, but I love to use that in between, like in the mornings. I'll put that on after I shower. When I come home from work, sometimes I'll like wipe off my deodorant with glycolic acid and then just put like more on. I use a natural deodorant, but when I'm at work, and I can't lie, like when I'm at work, I usually do put on like Secret, because I literally don't want to be like sweaty. But when I'm home, I've been wearing like natural deodorant and stuff like that, and it works really well. I like the one I've been using, but I do find that glycolic acid helps with the process of transferring into a natural deodorant, because I know there is a period there where you got to detox a little bit. But glycolic acid for the pits, yes. Number two, glycolic acid for your scalp. Guys, it is the best hair mask to use for your scalp, because I know hair oiling is a big thing nowadays, and I do it too. But when I shower, I'll do glycolic acid on my scalp, and it has the tip. Like if you buy the ordinary one, it has the tip that you can like easily like distribute into your scalp. And like I said, it's a chemical exfoliant, but it's super light and it will like help exfoliate your scalp. It's like the best thing ever. Your head feels so refreshed afterwards, especially in the summer when you're sweating on your scalp. Definitely recommend it. I tend to go longer in the summer without washing my hair too, because like even if I swim or something, I like sea salt hair. So I like end up having to go like, I usually would go like 7 to 9 days without washing my hair now, which is crazy, because like 5 years ago I used to wash it like every night. So I've like trained it enough to work that way. But glycolic acid, and then I usually do a scalp oil as well, like after the glycolic acid, but I usually will keep it in for like an hour or two while I'm doing stuff, and then I'll put like a hair mask on my tips and then I'll shower and like wash it all off. But I do it once a week and I love it, and I just want to share. Glycolic acid's also, like I said, you can use it on your face. I'll use it very lightly on my face. Like I only use it maybe like once or twice a week on my face. It's not like a daily thing for me. You can also do it if you shave, you can put it on your legs as an exfoliant. I wouldn't use it directly after you shave though, just because your pores. So I would use it before you shave, or you can use it like during the week. And I forget the medical term for it, but they call it like strawberry skin. So you know when you get those little like pink dots on your skin, the very light ones, this actually helps with that as well. So you can look stuff up on TikTok about it, because they would know more than me, but I do know that you can use it, and I will put it on my legs, I'll put it on my pits, I'll put it on my scalp. It's my favorite exfoliant, and you can get a lot of it for a low price, so shout out glycolic acid. Moving on to evening tips. So in the evening, I haven't done this and I'm in a while, so I'm sharing it because I also want to get back into it, but doing evening reflections on your day, not looking at it again from a place of judgment or a place of, oh, I wish I did this or wish I didn't do that, but looking back on your day with gratitude and noticing the small things that you did can also really help with your mindset. It can really help you just like have a better outlook on life, noticing, hey, at the end of this day, I actually did this, this, and this. Like, I'm really proud of myself for actually getting up and doing that. Or I'm proud of myself for giving myself time to actually relax because that was great. Or I appreciate all the things that you can close your eyes and just like go through your day and appreciate the snacks you gave yourself or the little sweet drinks you gave yourself or whatever. And I just feel like it's a beautiful thing to find the beauty in the days. There is a book called The Magic by girl, I don't know her name off the top of my head. The lady that wrote The Secret. Is it Rhonda Byrne? Rhonda Byrne sounds like the lady that wrote the TV show Shonda. I know it's not, but I think it is Rhonda Byrne. She wrote The Secret, and then she wrote like a companion book, which is like a 21-day practice of different ways to like kind of work with manifestation and stuff. But a lot of them are gratitude practices. So it's a great book if you're looking to work on your gratitude or work on quote unquote like your attracting power. But one of the practices she has, she has you get a rock and hold, because the rock is a physical object that you will see and you will remember to do this activity because of the rock. So I actually do like it for that reason. And obviously I picked a crystal that I had. So I was like, boom. So I kept this big crystal by my bed, and at night you pick it up and you hold it in your hand and you close your eyes and you visualize all the things that you're grateful for throughout that day. Just going through your day, going through each thing and just saying, thank you, like thinking of the thing and then saying thank you. And then you can pick like one thing that you're super grateful for and like say it out loud and be like the examples I just gave you, like, I'm so grateful I got to spend time outside today and I got to see my dog, or like whatever it is that makes you happy, you know. And the rock really helped, because when I didn't see the rock, because I did it for like a while, like consistently, and then I kind of fell off because the rock fell under my bed and I literally forgot about it. So it does help to have like a physical object. It doesn't have to be a rock, but if you have something that you can use as a placeholder to remember to do your activities, it really did work. So having a reflection in the evening really helps uplift your mood before bed. Now, another practice, which I'm not every single day doing this, even though I should be, is giving yourself time to just like literally wind down. I've been doing it recently though, but I'm not perfect. So I just want to preface that. I don't want to be sitting up here on a high horse being like, every night you need to turn off your phone 2 hours before bed and have magnesium and do this and this. If I can, at least 30 minutes before bed, I do put my phone on Do Not Disturb a lot of the times, which is why I apologize to everybody who has ever known me in my life. Like, I answer messages like days and almost like a week later because my phone's always on Do Not Disturb at this point because of my anxiety. But I keep it on Do Not Disturb if it's not on it before bed. I already put that on. And I try to stay off the phone in general. Sometimes it's hard, but I try not to scroll or anything like that. And I find that books do really help. If you can do a book or an activity before bed, even if it's only like a few minutes, it's really worth it. Magnesium, I will rep her. I just want to bring it back because I feel like I haven't mentioned a few of these things in a few episodes. So bringing back the goodies. Magnesium before bed helps to unwind you without you having like that crash that melatonin can give you. Love magnesium. I love the drinkable magnesiums because it makes it fun. Like, Wooden Spoons has a magnesium powder that I like because, one, it's blue, It's blue from spirulina, but and it tastes like lemonade. And I like to drink it before bed because it's fun to drink something when you're reading a book. So it makes it kind of like a ritual, you know. So I like to do the magnesium. I like to read when I can. And I use blue light glasses. The ones I use are from Ra Optics. And I saved up for them for a while because they're like $130, which is a lot for blue light glasses, I used to think. But they are so great. They truly help. They're yellow. And they change the color of everything because yellow is opposite blue on the color wheel. It blocks 90% of blue light. And then they have a red pair of glasses that's the same price. So I just bought the yellow ones. I think I will get the red ones down the line. But right now I have the yellow. They're the daytime glasses, but you can wear them at night. And they do really do block blue lights. I get headaches if I don't use them at this point, and I can't use my other blue light glasses that I got off like Amazon a few years ago because these work so well. Again, not sponsored. These are just generally something that I was so interested in, and I was excited that I got it. I've been using them like four or five months now, and I love them. So those babies will go on my eyes 30 minutes before bed. If I go, sometimes I'm like, oh, I can go on my phone because I have my blue light glasses on, and I'm like, girl, no, stop. But I will do it. I'll like try to convince myself. I'm like, yeah, I can go on my phone now. I got my blue light glasses on. It's okay. And I like open up TikTok. But yeah, blue light glasses before bed. I try to read something and drink magnesium. But just having time to unwind, even if it's 20 minutes before bed, it will help you. And girl, sleep is the best. I can't. Okay, so like I used to be the worst with sleep because I kind of had the syndrome where it was like I felt like I didn't do enough in the day, so then I would stay up late trying to do things or trying to unwind because I didn't want the day to end, you know, because now I'm like, oh, I finally have time to unwind, let's make the most of it. And I would stay up like super late even though I really didn't like want to, just to make more time for myself. But I've tried to prioritize the fact that when I literally have a good night's sleep, I'm a different person. Like when I sleep 8 hours or more, I feel magnificent. So I've been prioritizing my sleep the past 2 years, and I've noticed an crazy difference. And I can't imagine doing the things I used to do. Like when I was younger, I used to like go out and like go to work like on like 2 hours sleep, and I'm like, I don't want to be that. And not shaming, I'm just saying like that was something that for me was like a tipping point where I was like, I just function so much better with sleep. So if there's anything I can do to help me get a good night's sleep, I will. And I just feel like unwinding and practicing a little gratitude in the evening is something that really helps. And those are things that I think we should focus on this summer, because it doesn't have to be every day. Everything I'm saying is all optional, and it's take what resonates with you, put bits and pieces into your routine, make your own routine, but just trying to find those things that are going to nourish ourselves from the inside out, whether it be these mindset techniques, whether it be literally nourishing our scalps and our skin with a little exfoliant or nutrition. Whatever you can take from this episode, I just hope that it resonated with you in some way. And I would love to hear any tips that you have. If there's any mantras or mindset techniques that you're really resonating on right now, let me know. I totally would love to hear them, and maybe we can even share them. My Instagram is happyholistichippie, so feel free to message me on there and follow if you are not already following. That pretty much sums up this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you could give this episode a little 5 stars, it would help me out so much, as I create everything myself. I pay for everything in the podcast out of pocket. Like it's just my passion project. So if it resonated with you, it really helps me out to create more episodes and get more good content up for you. And if this is something that you want to share with a friend, or you think somebody can benefit from it, just send them over the link. Send it over to them. I would appreciate that too. And I feel like they would as well. So I will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah, hope to hear from you.